All right, let's get to a setting the bar story.
It's a little life lesson, you know, hidden in someone's bad life choice or circumstance, hoping it doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, okay. It's kind of a side effect also you don't really think of when you're integrating animals at the zoo.
What do you mean when you're integrating?
Maybe not something that you or I specifically might be doing, but maybe to all the zoologists within the sound of our voices.
Oh, is this aimed at zoologists?
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without letting parrots teach each other how to swear, you're doing okay. How do we stop this? Well, the British Zoo is actually in the process of integrating parrots into a larger flock.
And some of them have a big vocabulary of some bad words.
And some of them have a sailor-like mouth.
Get out!
And so these five African gray parrots are the ones that we're pointing our fingers at.
Oh my goodness.
They were united at a park and they spent their time together teaching one another how to swear. So then,
oh my gosh,
the zoo,
Did anybody record this?
I want to hear
the conversation.
They had to integrate these parrots with this other flock, right? And so they're worried now because these parrots are social creatures that they are going to teach all the other parrots in their little containment
how to swear. That kind of knowledge, you have to pass it on.
Right, and they're saying, look, only time's going to tell. And even though they swear, the welfare of the birds has to come first. So they're not, that they've got to look at, okay, we want to preserve this, and we want to put them in the best possible area to survive.
Listen, if swearing makes them happy.
I know, and exactly.
Let the birds be the birds.
So all these birds are now going to learn how to, hey, blank you, you know, how to swear and everything. I think it's fantastic.
Holly, want a cracker?
blank you.
Blank you.
I love it.
Yeah, so
I need a recording of it though. Just for research purposes.
That'd be fantastic.
Stick a microphone in the bird pen. Would love to hear it.
Oh, it'd be so great. It'd be so great. So again, you know, I don't know.
Can you ask the bird, where'd you learn that? Are they going to tell you? My mom.
Right. Rah. This isn't necessarily a problem or an issue that you or I might have. But maybe.
But listen, what zoo are they at? Because I think I want to visit.
It's a British zoo there.
Oh, okay. It's going to be a little far, but okay. Yeah.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting parrots teach each other how to swear. I mean, how fun is that?
I think it's...
Parrots going to do what parrots are going to
do,
right?
You just let the parrots do the parrot things. And if that includes cussing, put a sign up. At the zoo, people walking by, listen, you have young ears.
There could be some mature language in here.
The parrots know a few words.
And you know what? We can't tell them to stop.
Exactly.
We can't tell them to stop.
You can't reason with the
parrot. Because if you're going to walk into the parrot exhibit and they're going to start swearing at you, you're not going to go, oh my, stop doing that. You're going to go, yeah, parrot. They're going to get reinforcements. Yes. And they're going to, yes.
It's like, give me some more bird feed. They earn some extras.
They love it. All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story.